In addition, if you're looking for signs, you can see them even now, though they may be different. Endless prophecies on countless topics, the conversion of the world, the self-denial course of the barbarians, the shift from brutal traditions, an increased devotion to God. What prophecies, I'd ask? All of these things were written after the events had already started. When? Where? By whom? Tell me. 50 years ago? 100? They didn't have any written records 100 years ago. So how did the world preserve the teachings and everything else, as memory alone wouldn't be sufficient? How did they know that Peter was crucified? Why would people who came after these events predict, for example, that the gospel would be preached globally? That Jewish practices would stop and never return? Those who sacrificed their lives for the gospel, how could they stand by if the gospel was tampered with? How would the writers have earned trust without performing miracles? How would their writings have reached the barbarians, the Indians, and the very edges of the ocean if they weren't considered credible? Who were the authors? When, how, and why did they write? Was it to earn personal praise? Why then did they attribute their works to others? To uphold the doctrine, you may suggest. Was it because it was false or true? If they endorsed it as false, their involvement with it is improbable. But if it was true, there was no need for the kind of fabrications you're suggesting. Furthermore, the prophecies are such that even time hasn't been able to alter their predicted course. The fall of Jerusalem happened many years ago, but there are also other prophecies that continue from that time until his return. Examine them as you please. For example, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This gospel shall be preached unto all nations, and many others. These predictions were fabricated. How can their accuracy be explained? How did the gates of hell not prevail against the church? How is Christ always with us? If he wasn't with us, the church wouldn't have triumphed. How was the gospel disseminated to every corner of the world? Even those who have spoken against us, like Celsus and the man from Bithynia who came after him, can attest to the age of the scriptures. I assume they weren't criticizing books written during their own time.